Hey, this is JP Nerb, and you are listening to the Thrive on Challenge audio blog. Be sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com and pre-order my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. I'd love to get that book in your hands this January. It'd be a great way to start the new year. Now, today's blog is titled, The Simplest Way to Get Follow-Through on Player Commitments. The power of a checklist. The number of surgeries performed every year in the world is growing at a staggering rate, averaging now nearly 250 million per year. Since the 2000s, it has been reported that the number of surgeries performed even exceeds the number of childbirths. However, a 2009 New England Journal of Medicine article reported that at least half of all surgical complications are avoidable. So while the number of surgeries is growing every year, we still don't seem to be getting any better at it. To address the growing concerns, the World Health Organization started a Surgery Saves Lives program in 8 hospitals in 8 different countries across the world, which represented diverse populations and economic situations. The Surgery Saves Lives program dropped the mortality rate by nearly 50% and the rate of complications by nearly 40%. How'd they do this? It was simple and affordable. They used a checklist. This checklist is a very simple things like verifying the person's identity and introducing all team members in the surgery and making sure all the needles, sponges, and other instruments are accounted for. Now, it would be easy to remind people of the importance of these various tasks during surgical procedures. The tasks on this list are easy to do. However, they're also very easy not to do. Checklists have a special power and influence that verbal reminders and email notifications and sticky notes don't seem to carry. Checklists have been proven to help reduce errors and improve performance in aviation, business, and education. Setting standards and expectations. Early in my consulting days, my workshops consisted of working with teams to help them create a team mission statement, define team values, and create standards and expectations for the season. It was the alternative approach to goal setting. It focused on who they wanted to be and the behaviors which aligned with that identity. Teams would make a list of 10 to 20 standards on various aspects of their training, practice, games, and off-the-court conduct. But then what? Well, it was up to the coach to encourage them, help them reflect on where they were, and hold them accountable to those standards. The challenge is that this can be very overwhelming for coaches and players who have high standards, but lack the habits and system to sustain those standards. Like the surgical teams, you could remind them of the importance of those standards. But they would often either forget or choose to not do those things because as easy it is to do them, it's just as easy to not do them. Imagine you never worked out. You ate fast food once a day and you took the elevator at every opportunity. January 1st comes around and you make a list of all the New Year's resolutions that someone aspiring to be healthy would make. Working out daily for 30 minutes, a diet of unprocessed, high-protein, low-carb food, consuming vegetables with every meal and taking the stairs at every opportunity. Now, following through on one of those new commitments is easy, but consistently following through on all of them would be overwhelming. Even if you only make one commitment, for example, taking the stairs, following through on that can be challenging because, again, these things are easy to do, but just as easy not to do. The trick is to create a system in which you will receive constant reminders and feedback. The checklist is a simple system which reminds you that you have a choice. You can either choose to do it or not do it. And it gives you daily feedback on your process and follow through. Develop your system. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. James Clear. On episode 56 of Coaching Culture, the New York Times bestselling author James Clear states that what people need to build good habits and follow through on them is not more motivation. They need a better system. Our team needs a system in place to help facilitate constant reminders, reflection, and refinement of the process. Commitments should be measurable and controllable. One type is objective, yes or no commitments, such as getting 9 hours of sleep, making 50 baskets, or hitting 100 balls. Another type is more subjective, self-evaluated commitments, such as effort. Choose a grading scale, for instance, from 1 to 3. Clearly define the behaviors on the scale. What does a 3 look like, feel like, sound like? What about a 2? And a 1. Now, players can simply reflect on their behaviors and evaluate their effort. Take action. Visual post-practice reflection. So you set a weekly or daily commitment. Then at the end of your practice in the huddle, quickly use your grading scale to assess how well this commitment was followed through on. Now you have a team average. The goal is to improve on that average during the next practice. The team commitments checklist. Some coaches I work with are already charting wins and losses during a practice. Charting commitments is a way to chart mindset and help both players and coaches see growth in those areas. Create a checklist for players or coaches to record whether or not they follow through on that commitment. Use this to assess the individual and team follow through. Number three, pennies in a jar. Every day, for every commitment the team follows through on, they will put a penny in the jar. You can also use rocks, buttons, or whatever. The idea is that players start by filling a jar. Then, once the jar is full, you switch to a bucket. And once that's full, you move on to something larger. Then by the end of the season, you're going to have a really big container full of all the commitments the team has followed through on. And they'll have this visual representation of the work they put into following through on those commitments. Now, for more information on these systems, please send me an email to jpnurbin@thriveonchallenge.com. That's it for today's podcast there. Also, be sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com and pre-order my book, Calling Up, so you get it this January. Thanks for listening in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.